Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a clear sky now and 56 degrees, gusty south wind. Israel said the transfer of humanitarian aid in Gaza is paused until further notice, after a Hamas ceasefire violation.
Israel said its troops were fired on by Hamas forces in Gaza's southern region early Sunday. Israel retaliated by striking Hamas targets also in that region. In addition, Israel said no aid will flow into southern Gaza for now. President Trump told Fox's Maria Bartiromo last week prior to the Sunday clashes, he expects Hamas to disarm.
We're going
to
find out. So it's not a hard timeline, but it's a line in my own mind. And at a certain point, if they don't do what they're supposed to do, then we'll have to do it for them.
Hamas has also accused Israel of violating ceasefire terms over a week into the agreement. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A 14-year-old girl is dead and a 16-year-old driver seriously injured after a crash on I-135 near Kellogg Saturday night. The vehicle was traveling north on I-135, left the roadway, struck a bridge pillar. The Kansas Highway Patrol identified the victim as Belena Amaya, who was a passenger in the vehicle. The KHP added the teens were not wearing seatbelts. A 61-year-old Wichita man was arrested Saturday in connection with a fatal crash involving a vehicle and motorcycle Friday night in southwest Wichita.
It happened just after 7:10 p.m. Wichita police responded to the scene at West 42nd Street and South Seneca. Officers found the 27-year-old motorcyclist, who was pronounced dead. Police say the driver was heading north on Seneca and attempted to make a left turn onto 42nd Street when he struck the southbound motorcyclist. Our partners at 12 News identify the suspect as Brian Adrian. He was arrested and booked for involuntary manslaughter while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. This is the eighth motorcycle fatality in Wichita in 2025, matching the yearly average for the city. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The name of the victim has not been released. This case will be presented to the district attorney's office for formal charges. Massive crowds in major cities such as New York City and Washington, D.C., and even London, participated in No Kings protests Saturday against the Trump administration. Fox's Madeline Rivera has more from Washington.
The premise of their movement revolves around the argument that the president is abusing his power. They point to immigration detentions and the deployment of National Guard troops. But House Speaker Mike Johnson says their message is flawed. Johnson says the protests were merely a cover for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. He's accusing Schumer of caving to the far-left flank in the government funding fight. Johnson told Fox Business he hopes Democrats will be willing to accept the GOP short-term funding bill now that the rallies are over. Until then, he's refusing to call the House back into session. But Democrats are not budging on health care concessions. They're rejecting Senate Majority Leader John Thune's offer for a vote on Obamacare subsidies after the government reopens.
Other cities to participate in the protests included Chicago, Los Angeles, Houston, and Boston, which all had sizable gatherings. Police say protests were largely peaceful. A freeway in California was shut down as Marines performed live fire drills at Camp Pendleton. Fox's Jeff Paul reports.
That celebration at Camp Pendleton took place without any major safety incidents. Quite a big uproar in terms of politics. Thousands of enlisted as well as civilians watched as the Marines and Navy put on a huge demonstration, showing off all their capabilities by air, land, and sea. But it was the booms of that live artillery fired from howitzers that was the center of controversy and traffic backups. California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the shutdown of a 17-mile stretch of Interstate 5, citing safety concerns, saying in part the president is putting his ego over responsibility with this disregard for public safety. Firing live rounds over a busy highway isn't just wrong, it's dangerous.
Those drills were held during a visit to the camp by Vice President Vance. Marine officials claim the exercises presented no danger. KNSS News Time, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. A 40-year-old man is in critical but stable condition after being stabbed in the back in North Wichita Saturday morning. This occurred in the 1200 block of North Broadway. Police say two men got into a fight, and a 39-year-old man stabbed the victim in the back. The suspect was arrested for attempted second-degree murder. A United Airlines pilot was injured after a mystery object smashed through a jet's windshield.
Photos circulating online show a United Airlines pilot's arm bleeding and bruised, injuries consistent with glass cuts. So what was that unidentified object that smashed through the windshield of United Flight 1093 en route from Denver to L.A.? It couldn't have been a bird or hail because the jet was cruising at 36,000 feet. Some people speculate it was space debris or a meteor. But the FAA says the probability of space debris causing serious injury to a commercial jet are 1 trillion to 1. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 landed safely Thursday in Salt Lake City, and for now, it's grounded. And questions are flying. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
President Trump says he's ready to impose new tariffs on Colombia, and that could mean your morning coffee growing more expensive.
President Trump is furious with Colombian President Gustavo Petro, calling him an illegal drug leader and cutting off aid payments to the South American country. The tension coming from a U.S. strike on an alleged drug carrying vessel believed to be associated with a Colombian leftist rebel group. Three people on board were killed, Petro calling the strike murder. But President Trump blamed Petro for encouraging the mass production of illegal drugs. And now he's expected to announce new tariffs on Colombia, which is a major exporter of coffee, crude petroleum, and fruits. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The price of coffee has already been rising. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says roasted coffee prices rose nearly 21% in August from a year earlier. A South American nation is celebrating its first Catholic saints.
Pope Leo XIV has canonized Venezuela's first two Catholic saints at the Vatican City Mass on Sunday, attended by thousands. Jose Gregorio Hernandez, revered by millions as the Doctor of the Poor, was declared a saint alongside Mother Carmen Rendiles Martinez, who founded a Venezuelan religious order. Thousands who couldn't travel to Rome also marked the occasion in Caracas, where the Vatican service was live-streamed before dawn at a downtown plaza. Seven people in all were canonized Sunday in a ceremony that the late Pope Francis put in motion. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Right now in traffic here in the Wichita area, or actually just outside of it this morning, some of the heaviest traffic that we're seeing along Kellogg in the Goddard area, basically anywhere from 183rd Street West to about 135th Street West. You can run into pockets of some pretty heavy traffic going through there right now. Doesn't really seem to be that bad. And right now, things here in the Wichita area, traffic-wise, looking fairly good. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the Storm Team 12 forecast.
Sunny, breezy, and mild for your Monday. A high of 75. South winds go northwest, 15 to 25, and they will be gusty. That wind change is a cold front, so clear and cooler tonight. We're down to 44. Sunshine on Tuesday, a high of 69. We're back in the 70s on Wednesday. Rain arrives on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky. We've got a gusty south wind. It's gusting from 17 up to 25 miles per hour this morning. And 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Monday, October 20th. And it was on this date, well, let's see, a sunny, cooler day across south-central Kansas. Sunday, Wichita's high temperature, just 67 degrees. Normal high, 70. I was able to get out fairly early in the morning. I'm talking about 9:30. Finally got out for a walk yesterday, and it was autumn. The other, the sun was out, just a little bit of a nip in the air, no breeze. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Yep.
And it's about 10, 11 degrees cooler than what I've been used to that time of day. But like I said, everything seemed brighter. Everything seemed brighter and very, very clean and nice. Oh, it was beautiful. October in this part of the world is terrific. There's no doubt about it.
But in a traffic note to that, we did get notice from KDOT that motorists are encouraged to be on the lookout for deer.
I've got the deer. See, I've been doing that for a couple of days now, talking about have you got any confirmed hits today?
I haven't heard any just yet, but I actually, over the weekend, driving around over the weekend, I actually did see about three or four.
Really?
What had been deer strikes, yeah. But I haven't heard anything this morning.
Well, who's involved with picking up those carcasses? Do you know? Is it animal control? Or?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. Well, I've seen one several days ago out on the west side. But, yeah, it's that time of the year, and they are dangerous. Let's see what else we got. Oh, today is Steve and Ted show number 7038. 7038. It was on this date, October 20th, 81 years ago. That would be 1944. During World War II, General Douglas MacArthur kept his word and stepped ashore at Leyte in the Philippines 2.5 years after he said, "I shall return." And if you're familiar with your history, MacArthur and his wife and his little boy had left by PT boat several years ago when the Japanese were just about ready to take over the entire main island of the Philippines. They got out, and the orders from the president, he said, "I can't lose MacArthur. I got to get him out of there." And this gentleman, he's a fascinating individual, one of the more fascinating people that's ever been in the military in this country, in my estimation. Apparently, he was just, in many ways, was brilliant, but he knew it. And he would let you know it. And everything he did was apparently for some sort of effect. They say Eisenhower said he studied dramatics with him out in the Philippines for several years. But then when MacArthur became the head of the government in Japan after World War II, he brought in a constitutional democracy or republic, whatever. And they've been great ever since. So he must have known something. He must have been good at something. How about that? General MacArthur, I will return. And by the way, that landing was photographed. I've heard that they actually did it a couple, three times so they could get all the the camera exposure just right. But who knows? A North Carolina woman bought a scratch-off lottery ticket while on a break from work and ended up clocking back in with a $200,000 prize. Ted takes numerous breaks at work every day, and I'm sure he has never returned with a $200,000 prize. Maybe a cheeseburger. Nora Huntley told North Carolina Education Lottery officials she was on a break from her job at the Marathon Food Center in Polkton when she decided to buy a 5x lucky ticket, a $5 scratch-off. Quote, "I saw a 2 and a 0, so I thought I won $20, Huntley said. She kept scratching and discovered her prize was actually $200,000.
Whoa.
That's a nice little paycheck.
Kidding.
Huntley said she will share her winnings with her 15 grandchildren. Absolute. Good job. All right. Stephen, 10 of the morning here. It's 6:16 on a Monday. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward.
Yeah, we had pro football action yesterday, of course, in the National Football League. The Kansas City Chiefs playing a rare noon old-fashioned kickoff on a Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs taking on their division rival, the last place Las Vegas Raiders. Well, one team showed up. 73,000 at the game yesterday at Arrowhead, the middle game of a three-game homestand, and the Chiefs finally, after more than a year, get another piece of their roster back, Rashee Rice, back from injury and suspension, trying to work him in right away. Mitch Holtis with the call of the game yesterday. You heard it right here on KNSS.
First down, goal to go for the Chiefs. No scored. A little over 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Kareem Hunt, the running back. The Chiefs come on a flip pass to Rice. Near side, touchdown! Kansas City! As Rashee Rice gets the flip pass and gives it a dropkick punt into the stands.
The first of two touchdown receptions on the day for Rice. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes had three touchdown passes on the day for 286 yards as the Chiefs piled up 434 yards in total offense.
He makes a difference. He's a,
sure does.
A great receiver.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have won four of their last five and 10 of 11 against the Raiders.
31 to nothing. The deepest penetration for the Raiders in this game, the 46-yard line of Kansas City. And we'll talk about the offense, but the defense pitching a shutout here. Kenny Pickett in the shotgun. Dylan Lobby will get the last carry of the game. And the Chiefs will go above 500 for the first time this season. And they do so in week 7, beating their arch rivals 31 to nothing.
The Raiders had two first downs in the first half, only one first down in the second half. Three first downs for the entire game.
A shutout in pro football with field goals available and everything is pretty rare.
Doesn't happen very often in pro or college.
Yeah.
The Raiders only had 96 yards of total offense.
Wow.
The last time a team only had three first downs in an NFL game was 17 years ago. It was also the Raiders.
Yikes.
Yeah. How about that Chiefs defense? The Chiefs still just one game behind for a playoff spot right now after that win yesterday. And in baseball, we had post. Oh, let's hear from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
Yeah, it's great. Pat has a lot of plays with him, so mm-hmm. that, you know, he's got some time with him there, and that becomes important for Pat's confidence. And you know, he knows where Rashee is going to be in those tight windows, and he trusts him. So that's a great thing. And then he brings energy to the rest of the guys. So that's it was good to get him in the end zone a couple times and kind of warm him up here. Mm-hmm. It's his first game in about a year and a half. So it's you know, he's been gone. So it was good to take care of business there.
Rashee Rice back on the roster for the Chiefs. Baseball last night for the American League pennant, Game 6, the Seattle Mariners. One win away from the World Series. They did not get that win. The Toronto Blue Jays won the game in Canada 6-2 last night. And that leaves it all tied at three games apiece. Coming out of the bullpen for the Blue Jays, former Wichita Wind Surge pitcher Louis Varland goes 1 1/3 innings of scoreless work with 2 strikeouts, throwing 22 pitches. Hey, that leaves us tonight. Game 7 for the American League pennant. The winner will go to the World Series. The Seattle Mariners in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays tonight in Game 7. Some birthdays today. Happy birthday. Happy 82nd birthday to Noland Smith, former Chiefs kick returner, the Super Nat.
Oh, yeah.
5'6" tall, smallest pro football player of his era. A 6th-round draft pick by the Chiefs out of Tennessee A&I. His rookie year, he led the AFL in kickoff return yardage. The week before Christmas in 1967, he had a 106-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Still the longest kickoff return in Chiefs history. He is still in the top 20 all-time in the NFL, averaging 26 yards per kickoff return.
Wow.
And he appeared in the movie MASH. Super Nat.
Super Nat.
The former Chiefs returner, Noland Smith. He is 82 years old today. And we do have another big Shocker baseball birthday, Don Heinkel, who played for the Shockers and the Wichita Wranglers, one of the greatest college pitchers of all time. Still, all these years later, Don Heinkel has the most wins in a career 51 in Shocker baseball history. First team All-American, College Baseball Hall of Fame, Wichita State Sports Hall of Fame, also pitched for the Wranglers, and he pitched in the big leagues for the Tigers and the Cardinals. The great Don Hinkle, it is his birthday. He is 66 years old today. And a couple more local birthdays. How about the general manager of the Wichita Thunder hockey team, Joel T. Lamerno, celebrating a birthday. He is 55 today. And happy birthday to Shocker volleyball coach Chris Lamb, celebrating a birthday as well. So we got a lot of good stuff going on. We got some more good stuff to tell you next hour, too. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale, WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin and served with a spiced rim. Yumpkin Pumpkin, it is now available at Wichita Brewing Company. That's pizza and beer made here.
Coming up, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, fruits, vegetables, and pesticides. It's on the way with Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on this Monday morning. A pedestrian is in critical condition after being hit by a vehicle in South Wichita Sunday evening. First responders were called to the intersection of Hydraulic and Jump Street around 8:40 p.m. They found a man in his 50s with critical injuries. Police say the driver remained on the scene and was cooperating.
The Wichita City Council with a full plate on its agenda at tomorrow's meeting.
The council will tackle two proposals from Wichita Police who need to replace safety equipment nearing the end of its lifespan. WPD is asking for $980,000. They also need $3.25 million to replace four heavy equipment vehicles, including a bomb unit vehicle. The council will discuss a proposed ordinance change for the Animal Services Advisory Board. The council will look to tidy up several other unrelated ordinances as well, including one pertaining to judges of the Wichita Municipal Court. There's also a $2 million proposal that would help convert the old Central Library into an event venue. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Israeli military resumes honoring its ceasefire with Hamas after soldiers were allegedly attacked. Fox's Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv with more.
The Israeli military now says they are done with strikes against Gaza after two of their soldiers were killed in a Hamas ambush in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. According to the Israeli military, Hamas militants popped out of a tunnel near the city of Rafah, firing RPGs at an excavator at another location nearby to that attack. Hamas snipers shot at Israeli soldiers, wounding at least one of them. This caused the Israelis to launch a series of initial airstrikes, followed by dozens of more airstrikes throughout the enclave. We know that dozens of Palestinians were killed, including at least one Hamas field commander.
Negotiators will talk about the phase two of the ceasefire this week.
The United States reportedly flew B-52 bombers off the coast of Venezuela in a show of force. As tensions between the two nations heat up, Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly joined CBS's Face the Nation, criticizing how the president is handling suspected drug boats.
This operation, which is clearly traditionally a law enforcement operation, now escalating to something maybe, as the president talks about regime change, I think this is the wrong move for this president.
And President Trump claims Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro as the leader of a drug cartel instead of a head of state. He has increased the reward for information leading to his arrest to $50 million.
There's a new push in Congress to make Route 66 a national historical trail.
It's Fox Wheels.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
Bills to preserve the famed Route 66 from Chicago to L.A. have been introduced several times in recent years, with another new push to designate Route 66 as a National Historic Trail. It's an effort, supporters say, to help struggling communities along the 2,448-mile route through eight states to attract tourism while preserving the historic highway. The 100th anniversary of Route 66 is coming up next year. General Motors is bringing back a popular affordable electric vehicle model. After years off the market, the Chevy Bolt is returning for model year 2027 and starting at about $30,000. Edmunds reports over 28% of trade-ins toward a new car purchase had negative equity in Q3, with the average amount owed on trade-ins hitting an all-time record high of just under $7,000. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Sunny, breezy, and mild for your Monday. A high of 75. South winds go northwest, 15 to 25, and they will be gusty. That wind change is a cold front, so clear and cooler tonight. We're down to 44. Sunshine on Tuesday, a high of 69. We're back in the 70s on Wednesday. Rain arrives on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Hey, we have a clear sky and a south wind gusting to 25 miles per hour, 54 degrees. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And just about an hour from now this morning, it's Mondays with the Mayor. We will join Wichita Mayor Lily Wu for a conversation about what's going on around the city. Maybe a little talk about tomorrow's City Council meeting. Mondays with the Mayor exclusively here on KNSS with Steve and Ted in the morning. 6:35, Ted. This morning I decided I'd finally wear a little jacket to work. First time this year. First time since... Yeah, it's a little nippy out there. So you wear a jacket, a little sweatshirt too. So
yeah, I usually wear a hoodie.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, the wind's cool. Wind this morning.
It's nice. I feel like
feels like autumn.
Autumn,
which it should. It's right in the middle of October.
Autumn's here. Yeah, very good. The timing is terrific. Let's see here. October 20th. On this date, 63 years ago, something happened. 1962. Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers hit number one in the charts.
Hey.
They did a mash, they did a monster mash. Now, the other day we had something on about that. The BBC or British radio wouldn't play it. It was too frightening.
Oh, boy.
Too frightening for the Brits.
Our world has certainly changed, hasn't it?
But did he have anything else? Boris Pickett, Bobby Boris.
This was the crown jewel in his career.
Kind of what we call a novelty record or song.
Perfect. Here we are 60 plus years later. Still gets airplay.
Yep. And it's a pretty good imitation of Boris Carlyle.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's very good.
So, the Monster Bash. I don't play. They wouldn't have music like that anymore. I'll miss it. All right. That was 37 years. No, 63 years ago. Holy mackerel. There you go.
Been around a while.
Happy Halloween, everybody. In a scene straight out of a movie, a group of thieves pulled off a daring daylight heist at the Louvre Museum in Paris, stealing priceless Napoleonic jewels in a four-minute operation.
Oof.
4 minutes. Thieves targeted the gilded Apollon galleries, using a basket lift to enter the museum through a window, break two display cases, and flee on scooters with valuables including necklaces, earrings, a brooch, and two crowns. One of the crowns, which belonged to Napoleon's III's wife, Eugenie, holds more than 1,300 diamonds.
Yeah.
They found it later.
They knew what they were going in for.
They found it later. It was broken. It's been broken, so... Yes, they got all the jewels.
They got away with everything else.
The Louvre has faced security challenges due to overcrowding and understaffing, leading to vulnerabilities that were exploited by these thieves. Yep, they knew what to do.
They had a plan and they executed it.
And I was only in Paris once in my life, and we weren't there long. We were going someplace, and I didn't get a chance to go to the Louvre. Did you go there when you were there too?
I'm the same way. I was there, but didn't have time to. I mean, walked past it.
Yeah.
It's massive. It's bigger than you think it is, but we didn't have time to go in.
Is it just one building or is it several buildings?
It's a, well, kind of both. It's,
okay.
It's a series of interconnected hallways and art displays and massive grounds. And these dudes figured out how to get in and get out in 4 minutes and steal some pretty valuable stuff.
They don't have, I would imagine among their paintings and exhibits, they don't have dogs playing poker. Anything like that.
Well, we'll leave that for some other art galleries to showcase.
If we were a gallery here in Wichita, there you go. 6:38 now, or somewhere in America. 6:38, Stephen, 10 of the morning. It's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Stephen, Ted. Cattle futures plummeted to the downside Friday due to Thursday's comments from President Trump that an agreement was struck to bring down the price of beef to U.S. consumers. Live cattle Friday closed down mostly $6 to $7 lower. Feeder cattle were down to $9.25 limit. Today we will see daily limits be expanded. Also today, the feeder cattle margin requirements will go from $5,300 a contract to $5,600 a contract. Lean hog futures closed negative Friday. On the close, December live cattle down $6.05 at $241.82. November feeders down $9.25 at $371.70. And December lean hogs down 22 cents at $82.37. Well, Friday, the wheat, corn, soybeans, and cotton made new highs for the week and closed positive. Year-to-date, corn and soybean prices are higher, but the wheat is down $1.05. Last week, December KC wheat gained 9 cents, December corn gained 10 cents, November soybeans gained 13 cents for the week. We've got a little upside this morning, especially in soybeans. December Kansas City wheat at the moment down a quarter of a penny at 491 and a quarter. December corn is unchanged at 422 and a half. November beans up 9.5 cents at $10.29. December crude oil trading 50 cents lower at $56.65. December gold up $66.40. At $4,280. December S&P is 18 points higher at 6,721. December dollar index up 16 cents at $98.35. And December Dow Jones futures 68 points higher at 46,446. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Beginning to feel a little like autumn out there, isn't it, Tom?
Boy, I tell you what, walked outside this morning, that cold wind hit, and it felt cold.
There you go. That's it. Yeah. Hey, we were talking last weekend. Have you ever been on a hay ride?
Oh, I think maybe ages ago, but I really don't remember much about it if I was. We talk about hay ride. You're talking about the kind, you know, people go on at Halloween and stuff. I've done a lot of hay rides where we was putting up hay.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about just, you know, the city slickers going out and sitting on a bale of hay and maybe try to make out a little bit with your honey, and somebody jumps out of the bushes to scare you, and you sing songs like Kumbaya, things like that. That sounds like a great evening, huh?
Oh, boy, I tell you what.
Probably be a lot better if you had something to drink. Anyway.
We did that kind of takes the nip out of the air.
We did that when I was in junior high. I of course, I didn't have a girl to smooch on, but because I was in seventh grade and I didn't have a girlfriend.
So where would this take place?
Eberly Farm.
Oh, okay.
Out west, they used to do that. These are a lot of the fun things out there. So there you go. You've been on a hayride, only it was working hayride, right?
That's exactly right. Not near as much fun.
Well, I always have a good time when I drive by with my kids. I would drive by a field and all the big bales would be out there and I would say, "Hey!" Wasn't that funny, was it? So, needless to say,
they laughed. No. I bet they laughed just as much as we did.
Needless to say, my kids did not laugh at that one. All right. There you go.
Well, maybe you had to be there.
You had to be there. All right. Thank you, Tom. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Can't spell alfalfa without a laugh.
Oh, coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Some good retirement income ideas. Can't wait for that. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS. Stephen, 10 of the morning, KNSS, 6:47 on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Man arrested in connection to a fatal car motorcycle crash in southwest Wichita.
Two.
14-year-old girl killed in a single car crash near I-135 in Kellogg.
One.
Unstable ceasefire is holding for now in Gaza. Three big things. Stephen, Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now looking pretty good. The traffic conditions are really good. We have had a warning from KDOT about deer in the roadways right now. I haven't heard any specific accidents that were caused by that just yet, but we do have some heavier traffic volumes out there as those traffic volumes are just starting to pick up.
Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 76 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 46. For Tuesday, sunny, tomorrow's high 68 degrees. A little cooler tomorrow. Now, clear sky, south wind gusting to 25 miles per hour. 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The patio is ready and waiting for you whiskey lovers at the Monarch. The weather is perfect for a taste of all your favorites. Bring your friends to the Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. A serial child abuser in California says he abused another one of his kids, this time with deadly results.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. The father of a 7-month-old boy missing since August said he killed his son. Jake Harrow pleading guilty to all charges, including assault causing bodily harm to a child, resulting in death, and filing a false police report. The 32-year-old previously pleaded not guilty with his wife Rebecca back in September. She has kept her not guilty plea. The 7-month-old was reported missing August 14th. His mom said she was attacked outside of a store in San Bernardino, California, when she was changing his diaper. Police picked up inconsistencies in her story, and the parents were arrested August 22nd, with officials saying they believed the baby was severely abused. The Riverside DA says Jake Harrow should have gone to prison for abusing another child he had with his ex-wife back in 2018, but a judge at the time granted him probation. That child was left bedridden. Officials have not announced whether they've located Emmanuel's remains. Jake Harrow, though, will be sentenced November 3rd. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Stock markets ended on a positive note Friday.
The major averages notching weekly gains following robust bank earnings and artificial intelligence optimism. Investors also digesting solid earnings reports from financial firms, including Fifth Third and American Express. On Thursday, concerns about regional banks and loan losses hit stocks. Some of the worst performers were among this year's biggest winners, like Oracle and Broadcom. The Dow winners, American Express, Visa, and Apple. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow up 238 points, the Nasdaq higher by 117, S&P 500 up 35. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Some good retirement income ideas. Time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with Steve and Ted. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. When you finally hang up the spurs and retire to maintain your lifestyle, work to replace your working income from your own investments. That takes careful planning and investments that can grow with inflation while also producing steady income. Well, here are some income ideas. Buy stock in companies that pay dividends to provide ongoing cash flow and potential growth. Own long-established firms that have a record of raising dividends over time, helping your income grow with inflation. And there are many funds or ETFs that...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Specialize in this area. Rental properties or real estate investment trusts, those are called REITs, can generally provide monthly income and long-term appreciation. Even if you don't want to be a landlord, real estate can be a valuable part of your retirement mix. A combination of short, medium, and long-term bonds can create predictable income streams and help reduce risk. As bonds mature, you can reinvest at current rates, offering flexibility as interest rates change. While not for everyone, a properly structured annuity can act as your own personal pension, guaranteeing income for life. Before buying, you must know the insurance company, compare costs, guarantees, and all the features. Private credit, infrastructure, or energy partnerships can also provide attractive yields and diversification. They can be very complex, so professional guidance is pretty important. Sometimes the most overlooked income source is you. Many retirees find fulfillment and income by consulting, teaching, or turning a lifelong hobby into a small business. Retirement isn't about stepping away from earning. It's about letting your money and experience work for you. A well-balanced income strategy can help replace your paycheck, keep up with inflation, and let you enjoy the freedom that you've worked so hard to achieve. And of course, if you have any questions about this, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Thank you, Don. 652, Stephen Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. And, well, it's a pretty short weekend, only 2 days, but we did get something. Shelly and I did something Saturday. Is this two Saturdays in a row we've done this? Went for a meeting with our friend Mary, who's helping us with some of our retirement stuff. And then we went to a place on the west side called Ty's for a cheeseburger and frings.
Oh, in other words, just the best.
Frings, half onion rings and half French fries.
Mm. So
never,
good.
Never get tired. I never get tired of Ty's.
I don't either.
Oh, what a place.
You've gone there back-to-back weeks.
Yeah,
I'm envious.
Yeah, we can almost make a habit out of it. It's a little chat, just a little bit about how about football? Because I came in early this morning, and our good friend Phil Hildebrand was still here.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil did the show last night with John Whitmer.
Mm-hmm.
He engineers it and does all that. But anyway, Phil's a Broncos fan.
Yes, he is.
He had his Broncos shirt on, and I didn't know. I said, how'd the Broncos do? And he got this look on his face like, unbelievable.
The first place Denver Broncos.
Apparently they were behind in more, 30-some points or whatever. What was it? They had a comeback.
I know they were very far behind, and then they scored 33 points.
Yeah, that was it.
All in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter.
They had zero going into the fourth quarter, and they scored 33 points.
Well, who were
and
they
won
playing?
The game.
Obviously, yeah, I'm sorry about
they
that.
They were playing New York.
New York. Well, they had a Giants or the Jets?
Giants.
Obviously, they had a breakdown on defense. Panic. Wow,
still
amazing.
Time on the clock.
Yeah, amazing.
The Broncos found.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Away.
And if you're just tuning in, the Chiefs won 31-0. How about that? National Council of Teachers of English has designated today as the National Day on Writing. Why not try a poem, a journal entry, a story? the first chapter of that novel you've been wanting to write, or just a really poignant Facebook post. There you go. Unleash your creativity, put it in writing. I already this morning have written several news stories.
As part of our occupation, we write every day.
Right. Every day is National Day on Writing for us. But, yeah, it's fun to do. And I'm seeing some good Facebook entries this week and today, so go ahead. Something. Write something today, even if it's wrong. 6:55, Steve and Ted in the morning. Coming up at 7 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. Gaza ceasefire unstable, seems to be holding somewhat for now. Had a teenage girl killed in a traffic crash on I-135. Those stories coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.